What's up? This is Kinsley, and you're listening to the Curls and Courage podcast. Hello, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Curls and Courage podcast. I'm your host, Kinsley Meeks, and if you're new here, I am a mental health advocate, a coach, and an athlete, really just aiming to inspire you and motivate you to reach your highest physical and mental potential. I hope you guys out there listening are having a phenomenal week. As far as my week, a little bit of an update on my end. It's definitely been a busy week, a good week. You'll see, again, the background is a little bit different if you're watching the YouTube video, just trying to get it together. I just moved apartments again, if it's your first time listening. So still trying to get all of the boxes unpacked, trying to figure out where the furniture goes, sell some old furniture, get some new furniture in. On top of that, just balance work life and relationships. Y'all know how it goes. Life can be pretty crazy. It's a roller coaster for sure, but we got to stay optimistic. We got to make the most of it, and we got to better our health and wellness at the end of the day. So that's why I'm here. So today's episode, of course, is structured around health and wellness as usual, but I wanted to do a little take on a trend that I've been seeing in the social media space called this or that. So this viral trend basically involves listing out two different options, and they can be anything. My job is to choose the best option based off of my likes, my dislikes, my preferences. So big trend that's going around on Instagram, TikTok, podcasts, you name it. But you guys already know we had to put kind of a Curls and Courage spin on it relating to helping you better your overall health and wellness. So I'm going to be sharing multiple health and wellness trends, topics, ideas in the space, and helping you determine which health option is best. I actually love this challenge just because it's super creative and it's super engaging. It's also just a fun way to kind of learn more about fitness, nutrition, mental health, and overall wellness. So I hope you guys absolutely love this episode, and we're going to go ahead and hop straight into it. So the first question, this or that, we have cardio or strength training for fat loss. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you, if I had to pick straight off the bat, I would go with strength training, but I want to kind of discuss the benefits of both, because a lot of people would have different point of views on this one. And this is a question that I honestly get asked so frequently. So when you're strength training on a regular basis, right, you're lifting weights, this is going to allow for a more sustainable, more long-term fat loss effect on your body due to increased muscle mass and a faster metabolism. So strength training is not going to burn near as many calories as if you were to just hop on the treadmill for 30 minutes or go outside and go for a run. But when you have more muscle, you're actually able to burn more fat, not only during exercise, but also while at rest. Along with that, strength training also promotes the release of key hormones like growth hormone and testosterone, which aid in fat loss and muscle building. So I think you guys probably already knew my answer on this one, because of course I'm a bodybuilder. I love to strength train. It's my passion. It's my career. I do it 5 days a week, and I also teach other people how to do it. So I think just because of the benefits that it has on overall fat loss as a long-term effect, and then again on your metabolism as well, which is basically the process of how your body converts food and drink into energy, I'm going to go with strength training, but they're both going to have their benefits, and both are honestly going to play a very significant role in fat loss. I think a healthy balance is getting cardio in, but also getting strength training in. Okay. Second, mindful eating or portion control, this or that. So for the general population, I would say portion control, and I'll tell you why. I feel like mindful eating is just the way that we should eat. Right now, there's all kind of different diets out there and trends out there. Of course, you know, I'm someone who promotes meal plans and promotes macro plans. That's literally what I do and how I make my money. However, I think that intuitive eating can be a really healthy, just mental approach to food if you know how to do that. But most people do not. Most people do not know how to mindful eat. For the most part, in the general population, people don't know what a healthy balance of protein, fats, and carbs are, or people kind of use food as a way to release stress or as a way to make them more happy or as any type of release. You know, we all have our things, and this is no hate whatsoever. But the reason I go with portion control on this one is because when you're actually like measuring out your food and you're knowing the specific amounts of protein, carbs, and fats that you're eating, it's going to make sure that you have a healthy, balanced diet. And then it's also going to be a measurement of progress. So if you're just kind of eating whatever and you don't really have any, I would say, education behind what you're putting in your body, you're not going to see great results when it comes to actually bettering your body composition or just for general health reasons, right? You may be lacking in a certain vitamin or mineral that your body actually needs. So when you're able to measure things out, you're going to assess progress more easily. You're going to be able to make better progress, and you're going to have a better point of view on actually what you're eating and what it's doing for your body. And again, so many people struggle with their weight. Believe me, if that's you, like, you're not the only one. And until you actually make an effort to start monitoring your food intake and portion control what goes in your body, again, you're just not going to see very good results. All right, this or that, number three, cold showers or sauna. Okay, so from a personal point of view on this one, I'm definitely going to go with the sauna. I am someone who is extremely cold natured and I hate being cold. Like, I literally despise it. I would rather be on the beach all day than be snowboarding in the mountains at any time. I'm just being honest. So here's the thing, back to my point. Both heat and cold exposure are going to have great purpose. You know, they're both going to help reduce stress, reduce inflammation, improve circulation, and improve the quality of your sleep. But to me, there's really nothing like getting in a hot sauna and just kind of unwinding at the end of the day, using that heat to really release muscle soreness and stiffness. And more than anything else, like I said, just to kind of promote relaxation. When we talk about a cold shower, on the other hand, it has its benefits that, you know, the sauna isn't going to have. It's going to increase your alertness for sure. You get in that cold shower, that water cold, you're going to be alert. You're going to have more energy at the end of the day. And you're going to reduce stress long term. But in the moment, that cold shower is going to be hard and it's actually going to kind of suck. So again, I think both are great when it comes to like a recovery standpoint, which if your body is not recovering well, you're not going to see great progress either when it comes to bettering your health and wellness. But if I had to pick one, again, for those reasons, we're going to go with the sauna for sure. I'm all about that heat exposure, baby. All right, morning or evening workouts. So again, this can be so dependent on the person. For me, I like afternoon, but if I had to choose, I would go with evening. And I want to kind of talk about the pros and cons for both. So I feel like so many people, when it comes to any fitness trend or any nutrition trend, tell you it has to be just one certain thing, but not one training program and not one dieting protocol is going to fit each individual. You really need a plan that's custom towards your goals and needs, not something that's cookie cutter. I've mentioned this before on my show, not something your mom is doing or that your boyfriend is doing or that your sister is doing, something that is specifically catered towards your goals and needs. And that's where workouts come in. A lot of people like to train early in the morning because things come up in the afternoon, you know, and you kind of get the day started off right. Anytime you train, you're going to release happy endorphins in your brain that are going to promote good overall mental well-being. You get the workout out of the way, you prioritize yourself first thing, and it just kind of gives you a positive headspace moving forward for the rest of the day. So I definitely see the benefits in that one. However, when you look at the evening side of things, if you're someone who does not like to wake up early, or you're someone who maybe wants a little bit more food in your system before you train, which is me, I like to have two, sometimes even three meals in before I go train. I just feel like that's how I feel my best. I also like to kind of get a little bit more work taken care of at the beginning part of the day before I go in and train. It just makes me feel better. It makes me more focused on my workout. And if you're similar to me in that way, I would say to go with evening workouts. So it really depends on, you have to think about a couple of different things. I would say number one, your schedule. You know, what does your schedule allow for? Are you a morning person or are you an evening person? Secondly, I would say you have to think about your performance. Are you someone who is going to have more focus and better energy at the end of the day or the beginning? Again, for me, I'm picking evening, but it's going to depend on your personal preference. All right, this or that, functional fitness or aesthetics training? Ooh, okay. Y'all already know my answer. For me, it's going to be aesthetics. Of course, I'm a female bodybuilder, so I'm very passionate and I care a lot about the way that I look. But for most people, I'd actually say more functionality is going to be more important. It's going to depend on your goals. If you only care about the way that you look and that's what makes you feel most confident, definitely focus on just bodybuilding and training for aesthetics. But if you want to be able to be a little bit more functional, maybe you care a little bit more about athletics too. You know, you want to be able to jump, you want to be able to run, you want to be able to bend, you want to be able to move, you want to be able to be more agile, more mobile. I would say in that way, you definitely want to focus more on functional fitness. each one is really going to have a time and a place. It really, again, just depends on what you're trying to do with your body. But I will say, even if you're someone who trains for aesthetics, let me break this down, you're still going to get a little bit of functionality in there with that. I mean, think about two big like compound movements that you do. Say you're training legs, you're probably going to do a squat and you're probably going to do a deadlift. Both of those are super functional movements. Think about a squat, for example. When it comes to strengthening the lower body, that's a great exercise, and you use your legs for almost everything that you do. You bend, you get up from a chair, you do this multiple times throughout the day, right? Same thing with the deadlift. Think about how many times you are bending over, picking something up off of the ground, and then repeating that pattern. To be able to have that strength in your back, to be able to have that strength in your hamstrings, your glutes, your entire posterior chain, really, I think is super functional. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned that as well. All right, number six, sun exposure or vitamin D supplements for healthy skin. Definitely going to go with sun exposure on this one. Let's just talk about the benefits of getting vitamin D firstly. So when your body is getting a sufficient amount of vitamin D, it's going to better your bone health. It's going to help your body fight off infections, right? It's going to reduce inflammation, and it's going to lead to just a better mood in general, which I feel like we all want. But you know, unless you have to get a vitamin D supplement, you're not able to get that from sun exposure. I'm always a big advocate of, yes, supplements are important. I take at least 5 to 6 supplements every single day, but leaning on to what you can get naturally, whether it's from whole foods, whether it's from, in this case, sun exposure or something else, is always going to be the best way to go and the more affordable way to go as well. For that reason, getting enough vitamin D from the sun is the best, you know, natural source. So here's what happens. When you expose your skin to what's called UVB rays from sunlight, it stimulates the production of vitamin D3, which is converted by your liver and by your kidneys into the active form of vitamin D. And that's essential for many functions, like I mentioned earlier, in our bodies. On top of that, I feel like when you look tan, you know, you lay down in the sun, it's going to help your confidence. It's going to help your self-image. My dermatologist is probably going to hate me on this one. I feel like people right now are like, always wear your sunscreen, make sure you're not in the sun. But like, I disagree. You do need to wear sunscreen. You do need to make sure you're promoting healthy skin and taking care of your skin. We do have to take care of our bodies. You know what I mean? You're not going to get back the skin from when you were 18 to when you're, you know, 45, whatever age you may be, you got to take care of it. But having that natural glow, it just makes you feel better. So don't go out and fry yourself. But I'm a big advocate. You know, I live in Miami, I'm out in the sun. I think it's important to get a little bit of sunlight. And again, it's going to help your body long term, not just the way that you look. You just can't be going too crazy. You feel me? That's what it's all about. Number seven, I'm gonna do just a couple more. Self-care or more socialization for better mental health. All right, you guys already know I'm a big advocate for good mental health. I truly do believe you cannot have a healthy body until your mind is healthy, until your mindset is where it should be. And I think there's a great importance of self-care, you know, whether it's making sure that you spend time alone to get your thoughts together, saying no to some social events that might stress you out, whether it's taking that hot bath at the end of the day, it's taking care of your body, prioritizing your workouts, drinking enough water, getting enough rest. All of that goes on the kind of same concept of self-care. However, I'm going to go with socialization for mental health just for that reason, because I feel like some people just kind of take self-care too far. You should not always be alone. You should not always put yourself first. And I think as humans, you know, we're meant to be social. We're social creatures. We're meant to be around people. So socialization, if, okay, and big word is if, it's people you actually like socializing with. So if you're wanting to better your mental health, it's not good to constantly be alone. Believe me, I know I'm someone who's kind of like an introvert and an extrovert. So I need my alone time, but I find when I'm alone too much, I start going crazy. My mental health is in shambles. I get in my own head, and I need someone to kind of drag me back to earth and tell me like, it's going to be okay. You're going crazy, Kinsley. And then I have that peace of mind, right? So you need to socialize with people that you actually like hanging out with. And a great way to assess this is after you get done hanging out with this certain individual, whether it be a family, a friend, a loved one, an acquaintance, you need to ask yourself, does this person fill my cup or does this person make my cup more empty? And for me, if it's someone who's constantly making my cup feel more empty, I'm going to do my very best to not be around that person. And you can't always do that, whether it's something with your work, something with your personal life. You can't always pick and choose who you're around. But to a certain extent, when it comes to a socialization point, you can. So I would say that's my answer to that question. All right. And then last one I want to do, more of like a bodybuilding style question, because I feel like I haven't talked about bodybuilding in a minute. And it's so important to me. It's something I work on every single day. And it's also just a sport that I really want to share and try to get more people involved in this incredible sport that I do. So it really is a blessing. Bodybuilding prep or off season, this or that? I'm definitely going to go with prep for sure. And I'll tell you why. There's definitely a time and a place for sure. So when we talk about what's called an off season or an improvement season, for those of you who are not familiar with bodybuilding, that's typically a time to, number one, just let your body recover, let your mind recover, and take a step back from the grind that prep kind of has. But it's also a time to, as I mentioned, kind of make improvements. When you're in a prep, you're not necessarily focused on building muscle. You're focused on getting yourself stage lean enough to be happy with the package that you present on stage. So off season is actually a time to kind of make gains, to experiment with new training, to get your food intake up, to get your metabolism, your hormones, all of that stuff back healthy. So it has a time and a place, but there is nothing like prep. And honestly, when I'm in prep, I love it. You know, those last, I would say, 4 to 6 weeks are pretty brutal. Definitely a grind for sure. But when you're in prep, you're kind of just in this superhuman mindset, is the way I'm going to explain it, because you know, no matter what, you're going to get your training done, you're going to get your cardio done, you're going to get your meals in, you're going to get your rest. So it kind of is almost just like a switch, that on and off switch. It's just like, you know, when it's prep, it's grind time. So when you're in a specific preparation for a show, your day is so structured and you have to be so efficient about the time and the energy that you give. But to me, that prep always pays off. And just putting yourself through a process like that not only strengthens your body, but it also, again, strengthens your mind, because it teaches you discipline. It teaches you work ethic. It teaches you time management skills. It teaches you patience. It teaches you perseverance. I would say it teaches you a lot of different just life skills that kind of propel you forward for other tasks that you need to do in the day. So I think that's really helped me become just like a better and a stronger individual for that reason. But yeah, I'm not sure. Again, I've talked about this in my last episode when I will personally get back on stage, but I appreciate the support on the journey, and I look forward to whenever that day is. Those are all the this and that questions that I kind of planned out. If there's any this or that's relating to health and wellness or just lifestyle in general that you guys want to ask me, you can always shoot me a DM on Instagram. That DM is going to be at YOITSKENSLO. That's at Yo It's Kenslow. I try to stay super active on there. And then my business account is at Fitness for Fortitude, which is at FITNESS, the number 4, and then the word Fortitude, which is FORTITUDE. Be sure to check out both of those Instagrams and send any message, any DM that you like. I always love connecting with you guys and seeing what you have to say as well. Before we end today's show, just a couple quick things. Number one, I want to go ahead and take a question from a listener. This is a great way to stay engaged with you guys as well. And if you have a question, again, that I have not shared on the show yet, you can always reach out to me through the same Instagram accounts that I mentioned earlier, and I will be sure to include your question on the show. This is a question that I just received like 3 days ago that I wanted to make sure I shared. Really cool question, actually. So you are obviously in the social media space, and I wanted to ask your best advice in having a healthier relationship with your online image, or with your image online. How have you been able to put yourself out there and manage the negative effects of social media when it comes to comparison, body image, and hate comments? All right. So first off, let me just address the influence that social media can have on self-esteem, on body image, on mental health. I feel like this is a critical issue many women face. I've been through this myself. I see my clients go through this. I see my friends go through this. I feel like social media, it's such an important part and such a honestly good space to be in. However, it definitely can have some very negative side effects, and you just have to kind of watch yourself when it comes to social media. So managing these effects for me, as far as like the body image issues and the comparison, I would say I personally struggle with that more in the past, but not so much now. And as far as hate comments, I do receive for sure a little bit of hate, but it's nothing too crazy. And again, I've really learned like how to manage it and really focus on the more positive comments rather than those hateful comments or hateful DMs that I may get. So it comes down to a couple different things for me, and this is what I would suggest to you. So number one, just make sure you're taking care of yourself. If you are someone who is maybe a little bit more emotionally unstable, and you know that scrolling on social media and following these girls who are famous and who edit their photos and have these incredible bodies is going to be detrimental to your self-image and going to make you feel worse, you should unfollow those people and you should catch yourself when you find yourself scrolling. So maybe limiting screen time and going back to your Instagram or whatever social media accounts you're on and checking actually who you're following and who's following you. So following positive role models would be the first one again, and just taking care of yourself. Another one would be a digital detox. So sometimes if I find I'm on my phone too much, I do use it for work, but if I find it's not lifting me up that day and I'm just maybe in a more negative headspace for some reason, I'm going to make sure that I practice staying off social media for a specific period of time. Then once I feel a little bit better, I can always go back on later once, you know, I have a more clear headspace, because we all have those days. Again, just being vulnerable, being honest, like, you're not alone. We all have those days where we feel worse about our self-image, where we don't feel good about our body. That's going to happen, especially being a female. So just be mindful of your screen time. I know right now, like on Instagram, there's even settings you can put on your phone to where if you're on your phone for more than 15 minutes, it's going to remind you of that and tell you to like get off of it. I've done that before. And then just also like think about your time. Like, we do live in a social media space, but like, why are you spending all of your time on social media when you can be out in the world actually connecting with real humans? Unless it's for like a work or a marketing standpoint. In that case, yeah, you have to be on your phone. You have to be on social media. You just got to keep the mindset strong. And then lastly, on that side of things, I would say you honestly just have to stop caring so much about what other people think. So to a certain extent, of course, you know, you want people to like you and you want to put out good content. You want to nurture the relationships around you and put your best foot forward. But if you're doing something that you enjoy and something that you're passionate about and you're receiving hate from it, please do not let one hate comment derail you from what you want to do. I feel like one of the biggest issues I see is people have these great ideas, whether it's in health and wellness or it's a creative outlet that you have or a business you want to start, but they're too scared to promote themselves online because of what other people will think. And if you have this mentality, you're not going to get anywhere. And that person who is being vulnerable and who is willing to kind of show up and be their self online, no matter what they look like that day or no matter what they're going through, that's going to receive a lot more engagement and, honestly, at the end of the day, help you get closer towards your goals because of how important social media is now than that person who is unwilling or too scared to put themselves out there because of what someone, their friend or their boyfriend or their mom or whoever may think. So stop caring so much about what other people think and just be yourself. Put the content out there that you're passionate about and that you know is going to provide value and education and entertainment at the end of the day. So yeah, I hope that answered your question. I know I was kind of rambling a little bit there, but that is a topic that I'm just so passionate about. And again, I think it's just such an issue in today's society right now. Okay. All that being said, main key points of today, I need you guys to strength train on a regular basis. I want you guys to eat clean and use the concept of food as fuel. Enjoy the sun, get that vitamin D, spend time with the people that you love, and truly be confident in who you are. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Make social media a positive outlet in your life rather than a negative one. And speaking of social media, I encourage you guys to follow me again through those Instagram accounts if you want to hear more about my journey. And also, I'm trying to put out as much content as I can right now to help you guys in the health and wellness field. Also, love hearing more about your journey. I want you guys to also know the best way that you can support the show and support me is by leaving a rate and review of Curls and Courage on any major podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Bcast, you name it. Those rates and reviews are so, so valuable to me and I appreciate them so, so much. Also, getting the content out on YouTube as quickly as possible so you can subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. It would mean the world to me. And if you guys are also interested on one-on-one training or nutrition coaching, I am accepting new clients online. So maybe you're someone who needs to build some muscle, you need to lose some body fat, maybe you just need a little bit more structure, you need a balanced training regimen, a balanced cardio regimen, you need to know what to eat and how much to eat, be sure to reach out to me through Instagram or through my email, which is kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com. That's K-E-N-S-L-E-Y. MEEKSFIT@gmail.com. And I will get back to you as soon as I can. I always love working with new people, and I truly am always happy to help as well. So I wish you guys blessings as always. I wish you guys gains as always, the best mental and physical health possible. Be sure to check out next week's episode and keep tuning in. I appreciate y'all and wishing you the best again. Talk to you next Thursday. Bye.